The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Through presence, make the difference for me. Let the Father's visit stroke presence make the difference for me. Let the Father's visit stroke presence make the difference for me. I want us to look at Leviticus 26. Leviticus 26. On verse 9, I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. And I will keep my covenant with you. Verse 10, you will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new. Amen. 11, I will put my dwelling place among you. Verse 11, I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you. Amen. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. Amen. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt so that you will no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke and enable you to walk with heads held high. Amen. Let's look at a similar verse in 2 Corinthians 6:16. 2 Corinthians 6:16. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Amen. This is a direct quote from Leviticus 26, I think verse 11 and 12. This is a direct quote. Beloved, we are talking about the Father's visit or presence. I believe in hard work. And my wife has told me several times, say, one thing I like about you, for which I love you, you work hard. She, you are a hard worker. You work hard. She has said that thing to me more than I don't know how many times. You are a hard worker. I like hard work. I'm telling you, I like hard work. When you are working with me, it's not easy. Hard work is not just, I like diligent work. When we say diligent simply means that you are paying attention to details. Paying attention to details. This is a problem that those who work with me have. I learned it from my senior pastor. That man, if you don't take care, it's not easy to please him. When you think you have done everything, you just point one mistake. And then the whole thing you have done is disqualified. I've also learned from him. And you see, when you are working for God, you must be diligent. Our God is not anyhow God. He is the God of diligence. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16 says, he who comes to God believes that he exists and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently, we must diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, 6, not 16, Hebrews 11, 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. NIV says earnestly. Some people say diligently. Diligent work. Diligence means paying careful attention to the smallest detail of life, of everything. I make mistakes, so, but I scarcely make mistakes. I make mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes. I'm still making because I'm human. But I scarcely make mistakes. When I want the best, forget. I've written books about 20 years. I am still writing them. And do you know why? Some of them, I have rewritten them 5 times. I have changed the wording. Changed. I just want the best of the best to come out. The best of the best to come out. And that is how we serve God. Diligently. And so, you see, even though hardworking is good, when you go to Leviticus, I was looking at this and I say, my God, this is a prayer somebody should be praying always. So, when you go back to Leviticus 26, verse 9, say, in fact, when you read from verse 1 to 13 is reward for obedience. When you go home, read Leviticus 26, verse 1 to 13 is reward for obedience. Reward for obedience. When you go to verse 7, you will pursue your enemies and they will fall by the sword before you. 5 of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fall by the sword before you. 9. I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you have to move it out to make room for the new. I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. Who told you that only hard work makes you? It is God's presence. It is God's favor. Hard work is good. Hard planning, careful planning is good. Strategic whatever is good. But I'm telling you, look, there is something that is beyond hard work. There is something that is beyond strategic planning. We call it God's presence. Divine favor. God's presence is a package. God's presence is loaded with favor. It's loaded with grace. It's loaded with goodness and mercy. It's loaded with... Do you know what is favor? Favor means that you don't qualify for it. But somehow, by some strange means, you are the one who had it. You know that this one. No. Look, there are some things that comes your way. You yourself, you doubt whether you pray for it. You doubt whether you really qualify for it. That's what you call favor. Unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. Grace. That is favor. When heaven smiles on you, and I'm telling you, hard work is good. Students, study hard. I believe in studying, reading. Always I am reading. I am reading. I am still reading books. Before I came here, I'm going to the library. I went to read commentaries and to research a particular verse just to understand it. Yes, I don't come to stand here to say anything. Especially now that we are online, you must make sure that what you are saying is correct. But listen to me, church, people of God. In all these things, if God's presence is not with you, sometimes I look at Some people who sell, why was I talking to this woman? Wait, some time ago. You don't know whether the woman sleeps. The whole night, the things are there. The shop is open. The whole night, too. The whole day, she's there. The whole, any time you go, you see her there. So one time I was asking, madam, do you sleep? You're helpful. You're helpful. Let me tell you, all that is good, but that without God is useless. This is where I respect Pentecost Church, Pentecost members. When it is a program, a prayer time, everybody will lock the shop. The day, what's the name of their program? The day they are having, is it prayer time or whatever? They will close their shop. Eh? Convention, yes, no, that. Even a day, daytime, 12 o'clock, some program they have been having, they will lock the shop, Pentecost. They will lock the shop. They will lock the shop. Go to Dubai. I was shocked. Prayer time. They opened their shops down. And they are praying on the street. Nobody will enter. You go, everybody is standing. Look, what somebody was telling me. He said, even if you are holding 1 million, that you want to buy things 1 million, they will not mind you. They will not mind you. They will not mind you. You see why Muslims, they own banks. The things they own, Christians don't have. I'm telling you, Christians don't have. Christians don't have. Forest bureaus. Some few months now, my eyes have been opened to many things that, hey, if you don't know, you don't know. I'm telling you, you can be a chief executive, you can be, if you don't know some things, you still don't know. Because that is privileged information. The reason why Christians are limited and Christians are poor, it is right from the Bible. From the days of Cain, when Cain killed Abel, before Seth was born, Cain, through Nimrod, Lamech, and they've started building cities. I mean, civilization has begun before Seth was born. Seth was born to replace Abel. Cain is the line of the wicked, and Seth is the line of the righteous. That is why till today, the people of the world are ahead, and we are behind. From Genesis. But you know something? It is time before Jesus comes, eh? Let me tell you, before Jesus comes, eh? The wealth of the world will be transferred to the church. It will be transferred to the church and believers. I am telling you, the wealth of the world will be transferred. Do you know why Jesus hasn't come? If he comes now, he will be disappointed. Jesus is not coming for a poor church. He's not coming for a weak church. He's coming for a rich church, a vibrant church. But you know, we must be spiritually positioned first. We must be spiritually what? Positioned. There are certain things we have to understand. Go, Pentecost. They have a crusade in front of their chapel. They have open door programs. Open door program. You see all of them there. Open door program. You see, it has become a ritual. Look, you must have a personal ritual. Say personal ritual. Say personal ritual. You must have a personal ritual. You must have a personal altar. You must have a personal tradition before the Lord. It is personal. That is your secret place. I am telling you, that is when the blessings will begin to flow. That's when the blessings will begin to flow. Myself, my wife, scarcely do we sleep at the same time. Scarcely. I sleep early. First, we were sleeping early. The two of us will wake up and pray. But when she started doing her master's and other this thing, then, and when I started doing my PhD, my doctorate, then those things changed. And up to now, I will sleep early. Because at the time, I wake up to pray. And she will stay and pray. And sometimes when I'm waking up, the day I wake up at 12, she's still not on bed. When I'm opening the door and going out, that's when she's also coming in. So, I don't wake her up again. You see, you must come out with a personal covenant, a personal ritual, a personal altar. That is why, look, we are teaching you. A brother was telling me, look, we nearly lost somebody in this church. We nearly lost the person. I'm telling you. We nearly lost. The brother was telling me, he said, Papa, God bless you. I know they are online. They are listening. He said, Papa, God bless you. You have taught us how to pray. Madam Becky in the United States. In the United States. Also, was speaking with me. Today is Wednesday. Today is Tuesday. Okay, then it was last week Friday. You see, one thing I like about the 11th hour, one thing I like about the podcast, Power for Today, is that you don't pray for us, but you teach us to pray. You pray with us. You say this after me, and then we are all inside. So this brother called me, say, Papa, my wife was going. She was saying, I am gone. I am going. I am going. I am going. I am going. Then he was standing there. Then the thing just sparked him. Have you forgotten what your spiritual father taught you in prayer? Call her back. Call her that you cannot go. So he started commanding her, you cannot go, you cannot go, you cannot go, you cannot go. Come back, come back, come back, come back. I will not let you go. You can't go now. It is not yet your time. The same person was saying, I am going, started saying, I am coming back. 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 And I have come back. Then she started touching herself. Am I alive? I went somewhere. The person went. It is not always the pastor is there. It's not always even phone call will go through. That's why we are doing. We are teaching you. One time, our own general, Air Commander, called me and said, you have taught us to pray. I've been praying like this about the situation. Yes, I've been praying. But where it has gotten to, I realized that I need your voice. I say congratulations. I say congratulations. For saying that I have been praying. Whenever this situation comes up, I don't call you because you have taught us to pray. But this one, I am calling you. And I release my voice into it. Hallelujah. And today, by the grace of God, that attack of the devil on him was quickly dispelled. So you see, we are here to teach you how to pray. And so all these things are very, very, very important. Hard work, everything. But it is the Father's presence. The Father's visit. Look. The slightest thing you do, and God is not in it, it's a waste. It's a waste. It's a waste. He said, look, I don't know why God is now teaching me, telling me a lot of things. Sometimes to come and stand here, it takes me grace. Because when I look at the way people live, it's like we are wasting time. When you look at the kind of people the people present that they want to marry, they have already made their plans. Some of them, they are already sleeping together. In fact, they have already, so then you realize that, so all this preaching, all this teaching, people have already made up their mind. Hey, where are we going? You see why the heavens are shut? I'm telling you. Look, it's everywhere. Right now, Mokpa in Kumasi is almost dead. I'm telling you. People were carrying drums of water from Accra to Mokpa. They have drank gallons of water and drank. One of our sisters was telling me, Pastor, look at my stomach. It's more power. I say, continue. Anytime she's going, she will call me, Pastor, pray for me. I am in VVIP. I say, me, anywhere you say you are going, I will say, go and come. I don't stop you. Go and come. If you go, immediately you get there, all your problems get solved. Come and tell me. I will carry all deliverance and service of God. In fact, I will go first. I will go first with my wife and my children. Then I will carry everyone. Who told you that there is magic anywhere? Who told you? You don't know. It's the same principle. Somebody was telling me. Direction. Akwanchire. Pastor. Akwanchire no adosododo. Akwanchire no adosododo. He was telling me. Yayak akwanchire saai. Yayabre. Akwanchire no adosododo. You see. Why? Why does it? Is God asleep? He's not asleep. His abiding presence is there. But he has withheld his manifested presence. Look, his abiding presence. That's why you sleep and wake up. That's why witches come and fly over your room. Some of you, even you are sleeping with witches. But they are not able to work against you. Because of what? God's abiding presence. It's with us. But his manifested presence, we need to stir it. We need to provoke it from within you. And you see, that is the way we live. The step you are taking, is God in it? Is God in it? Is God with you? The step you are taking. We are living by tradition of men. Oh, this is how we go about it. Remember that you are a child of God. You are not just a human being. You are a child of God. You are housing God. You are housing the Holy Spirit in you. You are housing Him. He knows even the number of your hair. So He is interested about everything in you. He's interested. in everything about you.
Efa obi bia ho.
Sunday we're giving Madam Regina's testimony. She's sitting here. You don't know what this woman has gone through. For 2 to 3 years. You see her quiet. She's going through things.
Not funny, memo.
Sometimes when she comes to me with tears. But as she's sitting here right now. She's now a testimony. She's now a testimony. Even doctors are surprised. Because of her. Some of the doctors are believing God now. Some of the doctors are believing God. So you see, God who can use your situation to make you a reference point. For about 1 year, she used to be. She doesn't want blood. She said, I don't want. Two people. This woman and Madam Sally sitting here. I know she's online. This woman who sit here. You don't know. When you see any fair woman stand sitting here on Sunday, that's. This woman should go on radio, TV. If you know her testimony. If you know that her back hasn't got the spine, it is better. Better. From here to the neck is better. That operation was to take 9.5 hours.
Now, some papa, na some kafa, don't show and crony fan.
You don't know why we are close. People think there is something between us. Anyway, you can think that way. May God have mercy on you. Ask God what is between us. And he will tell you. Why does he hold tight on me? 9.5 hours operation. 9.5 hours. They told her that it is 50-50. Either you walk again, or like the former president Kufuor, you will not walk again.
And I said,
the same thing former president Kufuor went through. The same place. He's sitting in the wheelchair. I have another uncle, Professor Bonsi. Who went to the same thing? He's sitting on the wheelchair. They told, he said, this one,
yes, wait, yeah.
50-50.
And far, far.
Should we go ahead? Either you walk again, and it will take you 6 months before you learn how to walk. Or you never walk again. And you need about 12 pounds of blood.
Now when here moja be say edu mi no
because you will bleed.
If you say moja be two pa ye.
I say my sister.
See me near ba.
Let me bless communion for you for 1 month.
Mami share ready di this man but so makon.
It was later I got to know that she didn't believe it.
Na e tin na be who say no no po.
I told her you will not bleed.
O ka je say oh moja en to uda.
Like I told Madam Regina.
I
said, now, go for the operation. They won't give you blood. Go. I bless communion for her. She was taking communion. It was later I got to know that she didn't believe it.
But she was taking it.
Even for 1 week, she didn't take it. Because as a medical person, I said, ah. This pastor is over ambitious. Can somebody go through this without bleeding?
Now,
she went through the operation. I was ironing.
Now,
when I turn like this, I just saw that Sally was standing in my house. Sally was standing by you. I said, what are you? How did you enter here? Then I came into myself. And I realized that at that time, she was being operated.
Yeah, Papa, no.
Then I said, get back.
I said, hey, sir, what you call?
Live here right now. Like a vision in my house. I was ironing.
Oh, two of you.
Gladys said, hey, Madam Sally has come here.
I said, about her now.
I said, Gladys, I just saw something
Gladys
right now.
Me,
do you know?
Now with him.
She actually passed for 10 minutes.
Now, Otremo in Timadu.
After operation, she died.
Oh, Papa, Nathan, oh, yeah.
They were kicking her, the operation that was to take 9.5 hours took only 4 hours. When they cut her, blood was not coming. If I tell, look, you don't know.
Now when you cry.
And you know, after 2 years, one day she went to hospital for checkup. They
say
all the metal has removed.
Yes, it.
No, don't clap.
I said, "Mama, what's the matter?"
You didn't understand.
Why is she here? Why is she here?
Say they need to reoperate it. Operate her again. Because the metals have left their position. So they need to cut her again and then put it back. That day, she called me when I was driving at police depot. I got word. She was crying. She was crying when she called me. I can't go through this pain again. I can't go through this pain again. And as I was worried, the first time I knocked the back of a car in my driving, at the police depot traffic, actually it was yellow, so I thought the car in front would go, because it was going. So I was falling, I thought the two of us, when suddenly it broke, it broke. So I hit her. I hit the car's back. And then you know these police things and all that. But you know something? 3 years now. That they say they will reoperate. 3 years now. That operation has not come on. Now she's even wearing high heels. They look at her and say, who are you? The person they operated. And they said, it will take 6 months to learn how to walk. After the operation, the following morning, the doctor was going to have a check.
And
the doctor went to her bed. She wasn't there. Where is Sally?
Now, Sally, I'm fine.
The nurses too were not there.
Nurses,
the doctor came out to check where she was.
Oh, but baby, over here, baby, oh, nah.
Sally was the one walking from that end coming.
Oh, say, TV, baby.
Who is that?
I say, why are
you? Is that Sally?
Now, Sally, near.
Say, it's me.
I say, me.
What?
Hey.
You are walking?
Oh, nanti.
Say, yes, I'm walking.
I say, oh, nanti.
Look, when the presence of God is with you.
Oh, yabayata.
Yeah. You don't know why from Danfa she still drives to church here. From Danfa she still drives to church here. She drives to church here. Tonight, our prayer is that. Let the Father's visit or presence make the difference. Make the difference. At least, I know 4 people who have gone through the same operation. They are in wheelchairs. They were giving blood. Sally was never given blood. She didn't bleed. And you know, the doctor was saying that throughout his years of doing such operations, there is a particular rubber that they use to do it so that, like block, they will put the metal here, put it on it, like mortar. But when he got to a turn, that rubber was finished. They couldn't get some. Then the thought came that the bone that they've removed, they should grind it and put it there. So it is her own bone that was grounded and put back there and fixed. The woman you see here, she's a miracle. Today she is driving. They say you can't wear high heel. You can't drive. She drives from Damfa to this place. Look, the presence of God will make a difference. The presence of God will cause you where others cannot pass. You can pass there. When you read Exodus 14:29, and Hebrews 11:29, I don't know why they are 29:29. Exodus 14:29. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. Let's see the same thing. Hebrews 11:29. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. Say, my case is different. Because of the Father's visit and the Father's presence, my case. We are praying now. Begin to declare. My case is different. In Jesus' name. Amen. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My heavenly Father, I come to you by the blood of Jesus Christ. I surrender to you. I submit to you. I confess my sins. I take away every legal light, every nonsense of the enemy. And I declare, my Father in heaven, I need your visit. I need your presence. 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 Declare, 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 declare.
I need your presence.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven. As your bona fide child of God.
As your covenant child of God.
Let your visit. Let the Father's visit.
Let
the Father's presence.
Make
a difference in my life.
Make a difference in my life.
As I clap my hand. Let the Father's visit. Make a difference. 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 Make a difference.
Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference. Let a father bless him. Let a father bless him. Let a father bless us all. Make a difference in my life. Make a difference in my life. Make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference, 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 make a difference,
I am the Papa Lebrando Lopopo. Let my Father visit us in the presence of Lord. Make a difference, Lord. Let my Father visit in the presence of God. Make a difference, God. Let my Father visit in the presence of God. Make a difference, God. Rakapa Lebrando Kato Lebaba. I am the Lopopo Lebrando Lopopo. I am the Lebrando Kato Lebrando Lopopo. I am the I am the Lobrumo Sotole Parababa. I am the Labrande Parababa. I am the Lobo Lebrando Lobo. Ikayanda Baba, Ikayanda Baba. I am the Lobrumo Sotole Parababa. I am the Baba, Ikayanda Baba. I am the Labrando Sotole Parababa. Let my Father visit God. Let my Father visit Lord. Let my Father presence of God. Let him defense of God. Make a difference in my life. Make a difference in my life. Make a difference, Lord. Make a difference, Lord. Let my Father visit, Lord.
Santa Cabale Carapa Santa Cabaya, the Papa Lipitaki Baracata Cabaya Baya, the Labacala Bacaraba Santa Cabaya, Abali Caraba Santa Cabaya, the Papa Licata Cabaya Caraba Santa Cabaya, the Bala Caraba Santa Cabaya. Ibala Karabasata Kabaya, Ibala Karabasata Kabaya, Bali Karabasata Kabaya, Kata Kabaya, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, I pray that anytime we come here, we pray, and I'm on my way home.
I say,
Holy Spirit, give them deeper insight into the prayer we have prayed. Give them deeper understanding of the prayers we are praying. The Father's visit and the Father's presence is not a small thing. I was just telling you about Madam Regina sitting here. The final day she came to my office and said,
Madam,
now go for the operation. She was sitting down looking at me.
Not to honor her name.
I said, just go.
What do you call?
Just go.
What do you call?
They won't give you blood. Just go.
What do you call?
Just go.
What do you call?
When they prepare you.
Now, Moses say we here.
Be there.
Only a war.
When they are pushing you.
Ye pian wa kwa.
Be there.
Oha.
When whatever they are doing.
Ni omo ye pian no.
I say.
Me say.
The hand of the angel of God is upon you.
Ni amisa ayo bo funsa I was so.
There she is.
Anu na wo hoyi.
They didn't give her blood.
Ni ama ni moja.
I was just. You can clap for Jesus.
Which one, Bansama? Yes.
This our sister that was going. I sent the prayer warriors there. They went and prayed. Pastor Roger went there. She was also to be given blood. I just said to myself,
I said,
how?
So,
no.
There be.
The husband called me this morning. We talked at length.
Thanking
me and thanking me. For my leadership. For my example. For teaching the congregation to pray.
Now church staff must say bon paye.
In the afternoon, I just had a call.
Now, if you are not saying your prayer,
I say, hey, who am I speaking to?
Now, when I'm in the case,
when the wife mentioned the name,
now, you're born, you know,
I say, what?
I say, hey,
are you the one talking? Say, yes.
When I was say, Annie,
look, her voice, everything has changed.
Amen.
She has come back to normal.
Amen.
Pastor Roger spoke to her. She's normal. And you know, the blood was not given to her.
Amen.
You see, these prayers we are praying. Look, you don't need any acquaintance. Look,
you don't need any direction. If you go and they say do any direction, you go on. Go and do it.
Every
it is all coming from your pocket, so you can go and do it. Go and do it. Carry on.
What is that animal yesterday?
I was market through.
Mukona omuma mukamo chameleon.
Chameleon.
Ha, mucheye chameleon. Mucheye. Mucheye. Yesu moja. Anointing. Communion. Water.
Insio.
This one, they are the symbol of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These are the highest akwantre. Any other akwantre?
Aye,
hot. Aye, open door.
Aye,
into the demons. More are going to come.
That money ever saw be brain ever.
Say, my Father in heaven.
Let the fathers visit.
Make a difference in my life.
In my situation.
Now, you are going to mention your situation right now. If you are single. If no man is coming. If you are of age. You still want a child. Pregnancy is not coming. Financial problem. A situation where people go through and they don't survive.
Na tibi ni pa koma wanti mi nina no.
You know it.
Oya winim. Oya onim.
You know how your home is.
Oya onim senya ufi.
You know how your business is.
Oya onim senya wajima.
You know how your marriage is.
Oya onim senya wawali.
You know what is going on.
Oya onim ni akwaso.
The Father's presence.
Eja eni ma sani.
Is what makes the difference.
Eno ne ma insurebe mo.
The Father's presence upon you. Look, stop grumbling and talking. My husband might and
pray.
I told this lady in Australia. These white people, they can be troublesome. Everything,
Della.
Do you know what this person has done? So what does this mean? She calls me Della.
Oh, friend me Della.
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 I say, yes, I'm Della.
I say, I name you Della, dear.
She started anointing the husband's shoe.
Oh, if you say, Eddie, and go, Eslas, and you couldn't babble.
Let me tell you.
My main control.
This morning she sent me a message.
And appeared, I said, Miss Mabremi.
Della.
Dele.
This guy hasn't slept in the house for 3 days. But since I started anointing the shoe. Now he doesn't go out. He's very quiet. So Della, what has happened? I said, but you have anointed and the Holy Spirit is in charge.
Now why are you going to
Sabri?
Say, let the fathers visit.
Let the fathers visit.
In this situation,
in this situation
that I find myself
in this situation,
in this condition, as I clap my hand, let the Father's visit make a difference in my marriage,
in my home,
in my business,
in my
finances,
in my health,
in my health,
in my health,
in my finances,
in my
relationship,
in my
health. Let the Father's
let the
fathers visit.
Let the
fathers visit.
Let the
fathers visit.
Let
the fathers visit.
Let the
fathers visit. Make a difference.
Make a
difference. Make a difference. Make a difference.
Make a difference.
Make a difference.
Let the father visit. Make a difference. Let the father visit. Make a difference. Kabahaka yando lububu. Ikayanda la baba. Ayando lubrumbo kutune bala baba. Ayanda la brande kala papa, ikayando lububu ne branda la papa. Ayanda la brande kala papa, ikuru bumata tule branda la papa. Ayanda la brande kala papa, ikayanda la papa le brando lububu. Ayanda la papa le ayanda la papa. Ayando lububu kutule bala papa. Ayanda la brande kala papa, ayando lububu kutule bala papa. Ayanda la brande kutule bala papa. I am Dana Brasu and Dana Baba, Ekaya Lupu, Lupu, I am Dana Brande, Tatule Papa, I am Dana Brande, Kala Papa, I am Lupu, Kutule Papa, Ekaya Dana Papa, I am Lupu, Lebranda Papa, Ekaya Dana Papa, Lekatu, I am Dana Brande, Kala Papa, Ekaya Lupu, Lebranda Papa, I am Dana Papa, Likiti, Lebara Papa, I am Dana Brande. Kala Baba, Ekayando Lupu, Lebrando Lupu, Ayandara Brando, Kalebrandara Baba, Ekayando Lupu, Labara Baba, Ayandara Baba, Ekayandara Baba, Ayandara Brando, Kutule Bala Baba, Elebara Baba, Ayando Lupu, Kutule Bala Baba, Ayandara Brande, Katule Bala Baba, let my father visit the God, let my father presence the God, make a difference, Lord, make a difference. Oh God, make a difference, Lord. Rakaba lebrando lububu. Ayanda la papa likiti lebara papa. Ayanda la papa likayanda la papa. Ayando lububu lebrando lububu. Si lebrando la papa. Ayanda la papa.
In Jesus' name, I declare to you.
Amen.
That the things that people go through and they don't survive, you will go through them and survive.
Yeah.
You will go through them and survive.
Yeah.
Things that bring shame on people, the same thing will bring joy.
Amen.
Because of the Father's visit.
Amen.
Because of the Father's visit.
Amen.
Because of the Father's visit.
Amen.
Where people cannot pass.
Jesus.
You with the Father's visit. You will bypass that place before you remember.
Amen.
I say you will bypass that place before you remember.
Amen.
Look, what people in your family cannot achieve. What has never worked for anyone in that family, for anyone in that company, for anyone in that vicinity and community,
yes,
because of the Father's visit,
yes,
it will work for you.
Amen.
It will work for you.
Amen.
And it is working for you.
Yes, it's working.
I usher you into the Father's visit.
Amen.
I usher you into the Father's visit.
Amen.
I usher you into the Father's visit.
Amen.
I usher you into the Father's visit. Anything in your life that is blocking the Father's visit, let the blood of Jesus flush it out.
Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus flush it out.
Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus flush it out.
Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus flush it out.
Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus flush it out.
Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus flush it out.
Amen.
I went to somebody last week. We're talking about something. And the person was lamenting.
Now they are not bobo.
That the government owes them contractors.
Now abandoned the Omoka, the Mafobi go eka.
They are not paying.
Amuntia.
And now, where the month in which we are,
now, see, I bosom a woman in soon.
If we don't take care, to be next year.
That
time we have not yet started praying the Father's visit. So yesterday,
Auntie Andra,
I call him.
My friend,
I say I declare the Father's visit on you. Some minutes before we came to church, I saw that I missed his call. So when we entered here, I went out at a point. And I saw the call again.
He
said, Pastor,
I saw
they just called me. That Thursday is a holiday. So tomorrow I should come for my check.
Amen. Yeah.
I say, let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit.
Make a difference. Make a difference.
Make a difference.
Make a difference in my life.
Make a difference.
Let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's
visit. Oh, make the difference.
Make a
difference. Let the Father's visit.
Make a difference.
Let the Father's visit. Make a
difference.
Let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit.
Let the Father's visit.
I am ready for the Father's visit. I am willing for the Father's visit. I am ready for the Father's visit. I am willing for the Father's visit.
I am ready.
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 You know why we are only praying the Father's visit? The Father's visit is a package. When the Father's visit land. Sunday, as I was preaching around, I got there. Mother Badina was sitting there.
She said,
from start, her whole
destiny.
It was a testimony. She was coming to check the car.
Now, but so and so, I can't confuse.
But something was telling, don't miss the power for today.
Oh, no, baby, we can just remember and let to me.
Our church service is power for today.
Now, they answer, yes, sorry to me, to me, man.
I didn't know that now Sunday service is power for today.
Now, meaning, was a question.
As I was preaching, I got there.
Oh, could
I just touch a year?
Oh, then exactly, can I bet this is a.
She said, immediately I touch.
Oh, then exactly, can I bet?
The pain is gone.
And I
yes, Lord.
You see, the Father's visit is a package.
Look,
one Father's visit, the things you haven't achieved for 20 years, you will achieve them 6 months.
Amen.
One Father's visit comes with speed.
Amen.
It quickens things in your life.
Yes, so Lord.
It accelerates things.
Yes, so Lord.
It connects you, connects you, connects you, connects you.
Yes, yes.
Say, my Father in heaven. I need the Father's visit. 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 The Father's visit in my health, in my business, in my career, in my home, in my marriage, in my finances. I need the Father's visit. 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 I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in my office.
In my office.
At my side.
At my side.
I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit.
Listen to me.
See me.
If it is your company. Chief Executive, you are the first to be in your office.
When I say they can call office,
declare things before the other workers come. Right from the gate, you must set the atmosphere. And you are the last to leave. Who has worked the Jewish people here?
Jew. Why not the Jew for Ejima?
You don't know the Jews the way they work.
When I say no more Ejima for.
Look, one visit of the father to Abraham in Genesis
18.
He said, I will return to you next year by this time. One visit ended how many years of waiting? One visit. It ended many years of waiting for Abraham. Just one visit. You don't know the father's visit. It's a whole package. It comes with healing. Restoration. Deliverance. Ideas. A new beginning. Whatever. Say, my father in heaven. Say, by the power of the Holy Spirit,
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
help me to discern,
help me to discern
the Father's visit,
the Father's visit.
Like Abraham.
Abraham.
Help me to discern the Father's visit.
Help me to
discern
the Father's visit.
Help me to discern the Father's visit. Holy Spirit, let me know the Father's visit. 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 And let me know what to do in the Father's visit.
In the Father's visit.
Let me know what to do.
Let me know
in the Father's visit.
In the Father's
let me know what to do.
Let
me know the step to take.
Let
me know the actions to pay to take. In the Father's visit. Help me to know, oh Lord. Help me to know the Father's visit. I want 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 to know the Father's visit. The Papa Rakata Kabaliki Tikimara, the Papa Rakata Kabaya Kara Papa, the Papa Liki Rivasata Kabaya Kara, the Prikati Kibarakata Kabaya, the Papa Liki Rivasata Rababa, the Papa Liki Tikimarakata Kabaya, Alaba Karabasata Kabaya Kata Kabaya, La Papa Lika Rabasata Kabaya Kata, and the Papa Lika. Kabaya Karabasanda Kabaya, Alibaba Likatanaba Karabasanda, Alaba Karabasanda Kabaya, Alaba Karabasanda Kabaya, Ilibaba Likatakaba, Libaba Likatakabaya, Alibaba Likatakabaya Karababa, Alibaba Karabasanda Kabaya Kata, Alibaba Karabasanda Kabaya, Alibaba Karabasanda Kabaya, Alibaba Katakabaya Kata, Alibaba Katakabaya. The Father's visit, 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 the Father's visit. Holy Spirit, help me to descend, help me to descend. Help me to know. Help me to discern the Father's visit and to know what to do. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Genesis 18:1, the Lord appeared to Abraham near the great tree of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by." Abraham saw three men. But inside his spirit, he discerned that they are not ordinary men. Listen to me. The Father's visit is already inside you. That is the Holy Spirit. The Father's visit will not come dramatically.
And
everything here will shake. It is simple. But you must discern it in your spirit. And you know the action to take. You know the step to take. You know what to do. Say, "My Father in heaven, I am ready for your visit. I am ready for the Father's visit. I am ready for the Father's visit. I am ready for the Father's visit. We are ready. 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 We are ready, Lord. We are ready. We are ready. We are ready. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready for the Father's visit. We are ready for the Father's visit. I am ready for the Father's visit. We are ready. We are ready. I am ready. I am ready. Lord, I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. Whichever way it comes, I am ready. I am ready. Rakata kabaya, kata kabaya, kata kabaya.
I am ready for the Father's visit. Ibaba leke teke barakata. Ibreke teke barakata kabaya. Ibaba leke teke barakata kabaya. I am ready for the Father's visit.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's pray this prayer for our project, Ayam Temple. Say, "My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
let the Ayam Temple,
let the Ayam Temple
receive your visit.
Receive your visit.
Receive your visit. Receive your visit. Right now, let this project receive your visit. 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 Let this project receive your visit. Let this project receive your visit. Let this project receive your visit. Receive your visit. Hey, it is working. It is working. It is working. It is working. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, "My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
this project,
this project
of the I Am Temple,
the I Am Temple
is waiting for the Father's visit.
It's
waiting for the Father's visit. It's waiting for the Father's visit. Right now, it is waiting for the Father's visit to make a difference. To make a difference.
To make a difference.
This project needs the Father's visit. It's waiting for the Father's visit to make a a difference.
To make 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 a difference.
This project.
This project
needs the Father's
vision.
Needs the Father's
vision.
Needs the Father's
vision.
Needs the Father's vision.
Needs
the Father's vision.
Needs
the Father's
vision.
Needs the Father's
vision.
Needs the Father's
vision.
Needs the Father's
vision.
Needs the Father's
vision.
Needs the Father's vision. To make a difference.
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 To make a
difference. To make a difference.
To make a difference.
To make a difference.
To make a
difference. To make a difference.
To make a
difference. To make a difference.
To make a difference.
To make a difference.
To make a difference.
The I am temple.
The I am temple.
Need the Father's vision.
Need the Father's vision.
Need the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
To make a difference.
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 The I am temple.
I am temple.
Need the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision.
Need
the Father's vision. Clap your hands and make those declarations right. Please the Father's visit. To make a difference. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are praying the last prayer for yourself.
Say,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
whatever I have been struggling with my strength to do, need the Father's visit. This prayer is serious.
Say,
my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
anything in my life, I have been struggling
with
my own strength
to do,
needs the Father's visit. I need your Father's visit for anything in my life that I've been struggling to achieve, that I've been struggling to do with my own strength, with my own mind, with my own contact.
Miss
the Father's visit.
Miss
the Father's visit. As I clap my hands, anything in my life, I am using my strength to do, oh Lord. Miss
the
Father's visit. Any problem, I am using my strength to solve. Anything, I am using my strength to handle. It needs my Father's visit. It needs the Father's visit. Father's visit. He needs the Father's visit. He needs the Father's visit. He needs the Father's visit.
I need my Father's visit. I need the Father's visit, Lord. I need the Father's visit, Lord.
Pakarabasata kabaya. Pakarabasata kabaya.
I am the Father's visit, Lord. Ikayandolo bobo. Ikayandala baba. Ikayandolo bobo koto. Ikayandala baba. Ikayandolo bobo koto.
Sakata kabarakata
dala baba. Ayandala brande sato.
Anything, O Lord, that we are struggling with our strength, we are struggling with our mind, we are struggling, oh God, that thing needs the Father's visit, that area needs the Father's visit, we need the Father's visit, in Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit.
To run my company.
To run my business.
To run my marriage.
To run my life.
Today,
I need the Father's
visit. To run my company. To run my business. To run my marriage. To run my home. To run my relationship. As I clap my hand, I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father. It is working. It is working. It is working. I need the Father's visit to run my ministry. To run my ministry. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Our last prayer point.
Bible teacher,
say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
we need the Father's visit.
We need the Father's visit
in every business,
in every business
of this house,
of this house,
every business,
every business
of those who are online,
of those who are online.
Every business,
every business,
every career,
every career,
online,
online,
and in this house,
and in this house,
every business,
every business,
every career,
every career,
online,
online,
and in this house,
and in this house.
Do you know why we are specifically praying for this? The Father's visit affects everything. But you know, it is out of business and career that money comes. And the church needs money to run. Money is the wheel that runs the church. That is why we are specifically asking for the Father's visit on companies, careers, and businesses in the house. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Every company online.
Every company online.
And in this house.
And in this house.
Every business online.
Every business online.
And in this house.
And in this house.
Every career online.
And in this house.
Needs the Father's visit. Needs the Father's visit. Needs the Father's visit. As we clap our hands. Every company, every business, every career, online, and in this house, needs the Father's visit. 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 In Jesus' name,
amen.
I declare the Father's visit,
amen,
for every company,
amen,
every business,
amen,
every career,
amen,
in this house,
amen,
and online,
amen.
I declare the Father's visit,
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 amen.
I declare the Father's
visit.
Amen. I declare and decree.
Yes, O Lord.
The Father's visit.
Yes, O Lord.
For every business.
Yes, O Lord.
Every company.
Amen.
Every career.
Amen.
Every worker.
Yes, O Lord.
Online.
Amen.
And in this house.
Amen.
Whether you are working for somebody,
yes,
or you are working on your own,
yes, O Lord.
Receive the Father's visit.
Amen.
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 Look at what the Father's visit he said to me. In Leviticus chapter 26 from verse 9. I will look on you with favor,
amen,
and make you fruitful and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. Let the Father's visit,
amen,
make your company fruitful.
Amen.
Make your business fruitful.
Amen.
Make your career fruitful.
Amen.
Let the Father's visit,
yes, O Lord,
increase your finances.
Amen.
Increase your contracts.
Amen.
Increase their numbers.
Amen.
Verse 10 says, you will still be eating last year's harvest.
Amen.
When you have to make it, when you have to move it out to make room,
hallelujah,
for the new.
Hallelujah.
Let the Father's visit,
yes, Lord,
overtake all your contracts.
Amen.
You will never finish your contracts.
Amen.
And then new ones will come.
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 Amen.
I declare the Father's visit,
yes, Lord,
for additional contracts.
Amen.
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 Additional breakthroughs.
Amen.
Additional support.
Amen.
Additional helpers.
Amen.
Additional helpers.
Amen.
Additional helpers.
Amen.
From this moment, you should now choose.
Yes, O Lord.
People should not choose you.
Yes, O Lord.
But you should choose.
Amen.
I say 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 you should choose.
Amen.
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 Let the Father's visit,
yes, Lord,
give you a choice.
Amen.
Let the Father's visit give you a choice.
Amen.
Give you a choice.
Amen.
Give you a choice.
Amen. Amen.
Look, the companies that are coming, people that are coming to look for you, let the Father's visit give you a choice.
Amen.
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 Begin to thank the Lord right now.
Amen.
Bless the Lord for the Father's visit. Bless the Lord for the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit give you many options. Give you many options. Give you many options. Continue to thank the Lord.
We thank you, Father Lord, for your visit, Lord. We thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you for the Father's visit, Lord. The Father's presence, Lord.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. By the Father's visit, everything is possible.
Lord,
I believe.
All things are possible.
Lord, I believe. Oh, Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Confession of yours.
Amen.
Let this confession become a reality in your life.
Amen.
As Jesus said, by your faith, you have been healed.
Amen.
Your faith will make you well.
Amen.
So let this confession that you have made, that Lord, I believe that by your visit, all things are possible.
Amen.
Let this confession go with you.
Amen.
Let this confession sleep with you.
Amen.
Let this confession wake up with you.
Amen.
Let this confession walk with you.
Amen.
Let this confession go before you to open new doors.
Amen.
Let this confession go behind you to shut down the works of darkness.
Jesus' name.
Let this confession surround you.
Amen.
Let this confession put a smile in your mouth.
Amen.
As you come tomorrow.
Yes, O Lord.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.